It has been 1 year since the first resort casino in Massachusetts opened. Operators of the MGM Springfield Casino are touting the number of visitors in the first year, all the jobs created, and some major investments in downtown Springfield. But, as Sam Hudzik reports, they are not bragging about first-year revenue.
Jimmy Diaz moved to Springfield from Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria. His town was hard hit, and now he lives a short walk from MGM.
Yeah, I gamble a little bit.
He says he visits the casino every other week.
Trying to get some money, but instead of getting the money, I'm giving the money away.
About $100 a visit, he says, at the slot machines.
I hardly win. I always lose. It's not my luck.
So Diaz has contributed hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars to MGM Springfield's bottom line. And for casinos, that's the point. Revenue. Same for Massachusetts state officials, a 25% tax on that revenue. But MGM hasn't kept up with its own projections. When applying for its casino license, the company told regulators it would generate $412 million in its first year. Through the end of July, so about 3 weeks less than a full year, MGM reported $253 million in gambling revenue. That fell short of the projection by well over $100 million.
Hey.
MGM Springfield president and COO Mike Mathis defended the estimate as realistic at the time, but says the regional casino market is tighter now.
We're a little bit behind, say, our first-year projections, but I feel good about the trajectory of it.
That trajectory is not up. MGM had two of its three worst months in June and July as competition opened in Eastern Mass at Encore Boston Harbor. Mathis said MGM's hotel is going strong, as are its restaurants, both of which contribute to different streams of tax revenue. But he acknowledges MGM may not have taken seriously enough the long-established tribal casinos in Connecticut.
So I think we may have underestimated that level of loyalty and what it would take for those customers to give us a shot.
MGM was not alone in making projections that have proved off base.
You can all take your seats.
About 5 years ago, Massachusetts Gaming Commissioners gathered for several days in Springfield to decide if MGM would get the resort casino license reserved for Western Mass. One key area, projected gambling revenue.
And that would give us a total market.
Commissioner Enrique Zuniga presented a report from HLT, a Toronto consultant hired by the commission.
Springfield, that would be, in our opinion, between $416 and $485 million a year.
MGM projected even higher revenue than that after its second year, as it planned to draw more people from outside New England. That's an assumption Zuniga and the commission's consultant said they found reasonable.
Because something of this size and scope is likely going to attract people from further away.
And maybe it will. But the total dollars so far are nowhere near the projections. That news is utterly unsurprising to analyst Alan Woynski of Gaming USA Corp. He says it's been a long time since a new casino in the U.S. hit its expected revenue.
So I don't know if it's just a reluctance to update that model or to bring it up to reality, but it's been going on for over 10 years now.
One reason the model is not working, Woynski says, is the markets are just too crowded. MGM competes with Connecticut casinos, sure, but also Schenectady, New York, Twin River in Rhode Island, and the other two in Massachusetts. But Woynski will not blame the industry for using unrealistic numbers. He blames elected officials who welcome gaming laws tied to outsized hopes. That pressure gets channeled from regulators to casino companies to the analysts making the projections.
When you pass a gaming law, whether it's a new gaming law or whether it's an expansion, you need to be realistic.
Massachusetts' first casino, the Plain Ridge Slots Parlor, came in well under projections when it opened in 2015. And those numbers haven't moved much. At this point, the state's gaming commissioners are not publicly complaining about the disconnect between projections and revenues. Their message? Some casino tax revenue is better than none. In a statement, Chairwoman Kathy Judd Stein said the commission is monitoring revenue trends, but says, quote, gaming as an economic development tool is a long-term play. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Sam Hudzik.